From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a request to hear a case against Colorado's marijuana law. Nebraska and Oklahoma said an increase of cross-border crime could be traced to Colorado's legal sales of marijuana. W. David Ball is a professor at Santa Clara Law School in California. He says the real issue for the two states is that the federal government is not regulating interstate drug traffic.
That's not a problem with Colorado, because Colorado never has to enforce the Controlled Substances Act. It's a problem with the federal government, and that's what their real complaint is with the federal government not enforcing federal statutes.
Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson released a statement saying he was disappointed, but that he's working with partners in Oklahoma and elsewhere to figure out their next steps, quote, toward vindicating the rule of law. A bill aimed at making it easier for transgender people to change their birth certificates has failed in a Republican-controlled Colorado Senate committee. The bill would have allowed the birth certificate change without the person getting surgery, and the new birth certificate would not be marked as amended, as is the case now. The bill passed the Democratic House but failed on party lines 3-2 in a Senate committee yesterday. The GOP-controlled Senate rejected a similar bill last year. And the southbound Interstate 25 on and off ramps at Highway 24 are scheduled to close tonight and tomorrow night from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. as part of the construction on the I-25 Cimarron Exchange project. The closure will allow for some paving and to set a temporary barrier. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.